everybody, and welcome back to another exciting episode of Late for the Party on Anchor FM. I am your host, Melodious, a.k.a. Coverboy, the modern Marvel, also known as the Hitman, Harry La Brea. That's right, y'all. Good morning. We are going to get into an In My Mind segment, but before we do that, please like, comment, share, subscribe, and support the podcast. You can check me out on all forms of social media. You can also check out my merch on teespring.com, y'all. Check it out. Let a friend, let a foe, let everybody know this is how we roll. So let's go. All right, let's do it. Yesterday, I did a word around the campfire about James Gunn and the lineup that he had for the DCEU. And I would like to share my thoughts. Well, I mean, I'm going to look at it like this. Now, being a comic book enthusiast, a comic connoisseur, you know, like, honestly, like, I don't want no book. I mean, I don't want no movie to fail. But sometimes when people are writing up stories or anything, or when it comes down to budget or whatever, do they really have it? Do they really have, have in that project's best interest? Now, coming from the days of old to where we had movies like Spawn and whatnot that didn't do so hot, but it's still relatively a cult classic to today's day and age. Of course. I mean, but then we have movies like Blade that pretty much kickstarted MCU's whole, like, it kickstarted the whole genre to be as popular as it is. If it wasn't for movies like Blade, We wouldn't have the movies we had, like X-Men, Spider-Man, all in the like late 2000s, like the early 90s, the mid 90s, and the to like early 2000s, to where we get perfection like Iron Man. And keep in mind, I'm gonna break it down for you. Blade wasn't a popular comic book. Matter of fact, Blade didn't even have a comic book. It had like a limited, limited series, but it didn't do so well. I mean, hell, let's even break it down like this. Iron Man wasn't even a popular character. If you really look at it in the comic books, and back in the like in the time of comic books, if you weren't the X-Men, Spider-Man. If you weren't the X-Men or Spider-Man in the 90s or in the 80s, dude, especially like if you weren't Spider-Man in the 70s and 80s, if you weren't Spider-Man or the Incredible Hulk, you know what I'm saying? They were more popular to the magnitude over Captain America and Iron Man. You know, and the funny part was, the Hulk was one of the original Avengers, and he was more popular than Captain America and all those other guys. So, if you really break it, I mean, if you really look at it in a way, it's very, like, you know, it's just about how the characters are treated and how they're being represented. I mean, how they became who they are is important. Now, speeding up to now with the DCEU and James Gunn and Peter Safran's whole reboot decision on what they're going to do with the DCEU. Now, granted, I got hope for this. I want to see, because we can't really make too many decisions. We can't make too many, like, predictions or like anything, because there's nothing out just yet, just to see how everything looks. We don't know other than what's been told. So, I mean, deep down, eventually, when the products start coming out, hopefully that what he said, that like he wants to make sure that everything is in continuity with each other, that, you know, the comic books, the movies, the video games, pretty much like it almost sounds like he's trying to make sure, like, it's like when you're utilizing this big world, it's almost like Star Wars. Well, I don't even know how Star Wars can exist to some degree without, like, having, like, full-blown stories and everything. Because, like, if you look at the original stuff, it's like episode 1, 2, 3, or 4, 5, and 6. But right in between Empire Strikes Back and Return of the Jedi, there was stuff going on between those storylines. But we don't know that. The only time that we actually saw something going on right in between, like, Revenge of the Sith and A New Hope was Rogue One, which I might add was very, very, very good. But I digress from my point. So, that's a shining example, though. Now, do I have hope that he can pull this off? I mean, especially for him trying to do something like Superman and whatnot. I mean, look, I'm gonna call it for what it is. I'm down for it. I'm ready for it. But the only thing I don't want to see is just another reboot of him, of Clark going through stuff. I mean, working at the Daily Bugle, like, yeah, we are Daily Bugle, Daily Planet. Sorry, that was Spider-Man, y'all. And I don't know. I just don't want to see that. I mean, let's get some fresh blood. Let's make Luthor not the major villain. Like, let's make Luthor the hater. You know what I'm saying? Like, yeah, we already know he's a badass and he's smart as fuck, but, like, let's just understand the fact that, like, he is not going to beat Superman. He is going to be that thorn in Superman's ass. Like, Luthor, can you stop, bruh? You're not going to defeat me. Okay, yeah, you got some kryptonite and a few other things, and let's see, like, okay, let's see Metallo or Brainiac or Mongol or somebody. But also, don't start throwing all your popular characters right in the first two movies. If you're gonna do a Death of Superman, that gotta be damn near like the finale. Like, that gotta be like the third movie. And I think that was the problem with what they were trying to do when back in the previous stuff with Zack Snyder and all that. But I think it wasn't even the fact that they didn't give Zack Snyder a chance, due to the fact that, like, Zack Snyder's daughter passed, she passed away, the incident with his daughter, and then also the decisions at the top was probably like, look, they're probably under the impression he may not be at the capacity where he needs to actually finish the projects, or he needs to take time off or whatever. And they just lost faith in him. That wasn't his fault. But then also you got to think about all the people that had contracts and whatnot. But then also when you have multiple people touching the projects, different projects, and they're all supposed to be connected, I think they were rushing it. They were rushing it because they were trying to keep up with the Joneses, as we call it. You know, they're trying to catch up with Marvel, trying to do their big, big things. But then it's like, you know, you're trying to bring all these stuff out in only a short period of time. That's not going to happen that way. Look how long it took for the MCU from Iron Man all the way up to Endgame. You know what I'm saying? And like connecting all the dots. Now, don't get me wrong. Some of those dots they connected didn't work out. Didn't work out too well. Like Captain Marvel, I didn't give a shit about that. That was just eye roller central. That was like, yes, that was Wakanda forever. Eye rolling central. It wasn't even the fact that she was a girl. Hell, I enjoyed freaking Black Widow a little bit more than I enjoyed both of those movies. But the only problem is just that the continuity and what they were doing with the characters was just, swapping out characters just to fit a narrative and all of that stuff. I don't want that. But at least with DC, the DCEU, well, when Snyder was doing its thing, because when we got, like the first couple of movies like Aquaman, Wonder Woman, and Man of Steel, and when you watch the extended version of Batman v Superman, it's a little bit better than what we got in the movie theaters. But even with good quality shit, there's always gonna be some kind of flaws. That's why when I do my quick fire reviews, there's always going to be a pro and a con. There's always going to be pros and cons. So how I do it is I write what does the pros outweigh the cons. And that's how I give my rating on that. On a pro level and a con level. If the story is tightly knit and give us something fresh with a character that already's been existing for well over more than like damn near over a quarter century, like Superman, you know, over more than a few decades, fuck it, you know what I'm saying? There's got to be more to the situation. You know, you got to give us fresh blood. You got to give us some new stuff we haven't seen that we're going to be like, oh, this is what we've been waiting for. Like, let Superman go out into space. The only time we saw Superman really do some space shit was Superman 4, Quest for Peace, when he was fighting Nuclear Man on the moon. And that was a long time ago. I ain't seen Superman in any of the other movies even leave Earth, let alone go to Earth, like, let alone any villain from Earth, like, going to Earth, but he ain't never even left Earth. Well, he did leave Earth up in Superman Returns, but he just came back, but no, they didn't show no signs or nothing. In all the other movies, Wonder Woman, Paradise Lost, as long as it ain't Wonder Woman 1984, oh shit, goddamn. All the other lineups that they got, Batman Brave and the Bold, they actually see the dynamics with him and Damian Wayne, his son. Like, we're getting Robin, his son Robin, who's trained by Ra's al Ghul and Talia al Ghul. I want to see stuff like that. And hopefully, it'll work out. And it works out. You know? Like, I don't want none of these movies to fail. I just worry about, like, if they're going to keeping the, like, source material, like, the origin intact, and if you want to write new stories about the characters going through different shit, You know what I'm saying? We already saw Superman working at Daily Bugle. Sorry, I said Daily Bugle. Why do I want to say that so much? All right, because maybe I'm trying to segue it into, like, when we got Spider-Man No Way Home and all the home, like, basically Spider-Man the Home Edition. I'm going to call it all of them because they all had home and everything in the, and all the, like, the Spider-Man MCU shit. The Spider-Man Home series. So, it was different. It was different from the others. We didn't get an origin for this Peter Parker. We didn't even have to. Alright? It was a different version of Peter Parker. Which, I mean, with the multiverse theory and everything else that they did, it worked out down to the letter. It worked out. It worked out in its... It worked out better than what I could have probably figured out for myself. And rightfully so. I mean, shit. They didn't alienate anything. Tobey Maguire and Andrew Garfield's Spider-Man and whatnot were all on the same... You know, they were on the same pedestal as... They were on the same pedestal, basically. They didn't have to feel isolated or alienated and whatnot. So, I mean, I'm hoping that, you know, most of these folks don't really... I mean, you'd think, like, people would actually look at, like, okay, this is what we're doing. Do they really look at the movies and actually see how the dynamics are? You know, but they want to try to catch up with people just to, like, make shit, like, oh yeah, we got this going on our side, what about you? You know what I'm saying? No, you gotta, like, go at it in a way to where, like, one, it fits your narrative. And I guess that's what James Gunn and them are getting ready to do. Maybe this way that their approach might be a good route. And I'm hoping for it because... Just the lineup itself, I mean, except for maybe a few things that, like, caught my attention, like the Authority. I mean, I definitely like Swamp Thing as a character, so I want to see how they play that out. Then, like, you know, I gotta see how the iteration of this Superman is gonna be, how young. I want to see who they were gonna try to even get to be Superman. You know, all of this is important, but the only things that I really don't want to see in any of this shit is time travel. I don't want to see any time travel. And I really, if you're gonna do this multiverse theory shit, like, cause I know in the comic books, DC has always been known to do, like, the Infinite Earths, like, Crisis on Infinite Earths and whatnot, and that's, like, their big wig, you know what I'm saying? That's DC's, like, big climactic situation in comic books, you know what I'm saying? Where everybody's destinies get shaped because of that. And it's funny because, you know, that's, it's like Infinity Gauntlet, you know what I'm saying? Like the Infinity stuff with Thanos and whatnot. All that shit is a big deal. So, but either way, I just hope for the best, you know what I'm saying? I'm hoping for the best, and I want all of this shit to succeed, you know what I'm saying? Because you're talking to a guy who, in the time of his, in my 42 years, to actually be the guy who would read comic books and who would have never thought that comic books would have this much popularity, but the thing is, at the time where I was growing through all this, it was taboo. You know, this isn't no bandwagon shit for me. You know what I'm saying? This is real shit for me. And I am, like, very, very adamant about it. You know what I'm saying? I'm gonna hold it down. If I see shit as a piece of shit, I'm gonna call it out for what it is. You know what I'm saying? That's straight out. So, you know, that's, keep the origin intact, keep the source material intact. It doesn't have to be cookie cutter, copy and paste from the comic books, but at least respect the material. I don't care. I don't care if there are too many white characters. That's fine. If you want to make new characters or use the existing characters who already fit those ethnic backgrounds or whatever the case. You know what I'm saying? Don't change Lois Lane white, black. Don't change Jimmy Olsen Hispanic or whatever, or gay or whatever the case. Just keep those characters the way they are. If you want to add spice to the situation, like, oh, if you want black characters, then add characters like Icon or whoever that fits the narrative to where, okay, you want to do this or certain characters. That's fine. If you look into the books, there's probably people who fit that description. You know what I'm saying? And then also, a good quality fucking story. You know what I'm saying? Really look into the shit. Even if you want to do shit in your own way, like I said, keep the source material intact and you'll be fine. But other than that, you guys, I'm going to get off the hook. I like having this kind of conversation about entertainment and whatnot, because all this shit is, I love this shit. I hold value to this. And if anybody has any questions and everything else, hey, hit me up. Hit me up on my comments or whatever, or DM me and everything, and we can talk about this. And if anybody wants to join up on the podcast, hit me up, send me all the links will be in the description once I upload everything. You can leave comments and everything in the box and whatnot. So, yeah, you guys, check it out. Like I said, this is the In My Mind segment of Late for the Party. I'm going to get off the hook, you guys. I said that backwards already. So I'm going to get off the hook. This is the Late for the Party on Anchor FM. You guys, man, like, comment, share, subscribe, support the podcast. Check out me on all forms of social media. You can check out the podcast on all forms of your podcast listening pleasure. Doesn't matter where, I'll be there. And you can check out cool Late for the Party merch on teespring.com, y'all. That's all I'm saying. Do that shit. Either way, you guys, I am your host, Melodious, aka Coverboy, the Modern Marvel, also known as the Hitman, Harry La Brea, signing off. And as always, when you're late for the party, you're always on time.